my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening today. I want to tell you, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4 today. By the way, if you get an opportunity, just send me an email, a text, whatever you call it. Email, is that what they're going to do? Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. You know the system here. They'll print it, they'll read it, they'll print it out, put it in my box, I'll get it, I'll read it, I'll write a handwritten note, someone else will pick it up, take it back, and I know that's a waste of time, but I don't know how to do all these things, and I'm not going to learn. Yes, I'm not, and so it'll take a day normally, but I always try to do my best to get back with it. Here's a girls group out of our college, because he came. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ came? He came for the purpose to this is my cause, to die for your sin.
In a world perfectly made, God placed his most cherished creation and made in his likeness his treasured possession, his reflection.
Continue today on this subject of love. Love is the key. Love is supreme. Sweeter it glows, more glory bestows. Bright as the sun ever it glows. Love is the theme. It's the eternal theme. And, you know, your church can be changed at an invitation time if you just love one another, if you just love the brethren. I'm not saying they're not nutcases in the church. We happen to attract them. We attract what we are, I guess. Oh, I have some nutcases in our church. I've got some really bad cases. But you know what? They're my people, and I have to love them. And I do love them. God knows I love them, and they know I love them. And sometimes they get all sideways, and we just have to work through it. But learn to love. Love is commitment to meet needs. You know, I wonder, you're all against your pastor, but how much have you actually fasted and prayed for your pastor? How much? Do you ever pray for your pastor? Are you just figure out ways to attack them? We're going to be in 1 John chapter number 4, verse 12 today. We'll pick it up. I just want to please the Lord. Now, there's a good statement. That's a good song, isn't it? I just want to please God in everything I do with my life, with my all the breath he gives me. Let's just please the Lord.
There were trophies to be won, successes there to claim. Some would earth's highest plane, but to count it gain would be my loss if I lay down commitment's cross. So I lift my eyes to things above and serve him with a heart of love. I just want to please the Lord, be in his will in every way.
Verse chapter 4 verse 12, no man has seen God in any time. Nope, we haven't seen God. We don't know what God looks like. We know that he walks with us. We know that he talks to us. We know that he's our Savior. We know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but I haven't seen him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to share forever of his amazing grace on the streets of glory. I want to see my Savior first of all, but I haven't seen him yet. That's what faith is all about. I haven't seen him. Whom have you not seen? You love. And I love the Lord. And you love him. I know you do. No man has seen God at any time. Here it is. But here it is. If we love one another, stop right there. Whatever this is going to be, it's going to be great. We haven't seen God. But if we love one another, watch what it says. God dwelleth in us. He resides in us. And here it is. And here it is. And his love is perfected in us. What's perfection? It's maturity. Your love for God is a mature love. When you love the Lord, when you love God, you'll love mankind. He laid down his life for us, chapter 3, verse 16. And you see, your brother hath need, verse 17, chapter 3. You'll meet that need. Again, I always brag about Mrs. Treber, but that lady, I've never seen anybody like her. I raise money constantly for everything, missionary support, starting churches, Golden State Baptist College, North Valley Baptist School, Revival Radio, the Buckets, and she's always, every time I say, not sometimes, every time I raise money for some anniversary offering, she's always writing checks for the deacons know this is true. They count the offering. They see it. And then in addition, she gives away so much money. I'm going to the bank 2, 3, 4 times a week. She'll say, go get me $100, please. I'll go get $100. Go get me $200. And she gives it away. I know a lot of guys brag about their wives. I know Miss Treber's the most giving person I've ever met in my life. She just gives to everything. Well, she's showing that she loves God. When you can have a missionary come by and we're starting churches. We started 400. We're starting another 100 in the Philippines. We're starting 200 in Mexico. But Mexico costs more than the Philippines. A lot of these churches, they're back in villages. They run 50 to 100 in their church. But we've done this, and all 400 churches, they're some as many as 10 years old now, they all still have the same pastor but one. He died, and they got another one. All 400 are still there. But, you know, it only costs us $100 a month to pay a pastor's salary, $100. He lives pretty well on $100 a month. And then it takes us $1,000 to build them a building, $2,200. My wife says, I'm going to be part of that. I'm going to be part of, so she wrote a check for $2,200. Why? And I'm probably stealing her rewards, but I'm just, because she goes, why would someone not want to do that? Had another couple, elderly in our church, they called me right away, said, we're going to give to that. And I've had so many people giving to it. Why? Because they all want to be part of it. You're showing you're a strong Christian. When you love your pastor, when you love your deacons, when you love your staff, when you love one another, when you serve God, you're showing, oh, how I love Jesus. It's perfected. It's mature. That's a mature Christian love. So many Christians never get mature, do they? They gripe and complain about everything, and they die griping and complaining about everything. I've had some folks like that. They just, their whole life, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, they just griped about everything. Don't live that way. Very few. I've had so many good Christians here. Father, I thank you for the love of God that's in our hearts. Help us to demonstrate that. Show a maturity about our Christian walk, that we truly are mature in Christ because we love the brethren. We love our pastor. We love his wife. We love the work of God. Bless our dear listeners today is my prayer, for we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.